you ever feel like you're the only HR consultant out there who has no idea what they're doing with their marketing and sales activities, then fear not. You're not alone. In fact, there are mistakes I see HR consultants making in their marketing efforts all the time that are making it really difficult to get that consistent income stream they're desperate for. So today, I'll share the three most common marketing mistakes HR consultants repeatedly make unintentionally. These blind spots, often rooted in good intentions, can leave you overlooked by the very companies needing your expertise. And as I posted on LinkedIn the other day, organizations need your help whether they realize it or not, because their organization is made up of humans who they need working at their full potential. And that's what you're there to help them with. So let's dissect these common marketing pitfalls and equip you with actionable strategies to resolve them so your HR consultancy gets seen and heard. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninsky, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants. This week, I'm actually still stuck in Brazil. I was supposed to be in Colombia, but I didn't have a yellow fever vaccine, so I wasn't allowed into the country. That meant I was stuck in Sao Paulo for a week. Long story short, I've got my vaccine now, and you wouldn't believe how amazing the health service is here. I just walked into a local hospital, registered my details with a lady at reception, walked around a corner, and 20 minutes later, I had my vaccine, and I was on my way back to the hotel. I wish our NHS was as good as that. Anyway, Sao Paulo is an amazing city, but there isn't a lot to do as a tourist. I feel like it's kind of like Manchester. It's an exciting city and there's lots happening, but there's not much to go and see as a tourist. That doesn't matter anyway, as I've been enjoying some downtime and planning out what to do when I get back to the UK. And I may have stumbled upon a solution and a plan, which I'll share when things get firmed up. But anyway, enough about all that. Let's talk about the three most common mistakes I see HR consultants making with their marketing efforts and how you can overcome them. The first big marketing mistake that I see HR consultants regularly making is not having a defined target audience. HR consultants and general business owners, for that matter, they often try to be everything to everyone. They're worried, I guess, about turning away potential clients and leads. They're worried that by saying that we work with this audience means, you know, other people, that audience, won't want to work with them. Now, taking aside that that's just not true because I work with various business owners who aren't HR consultants, this really hurts your ability to market yourself. See, at its core, marketing is about talking to people about their problems and then positioning yourself as the person or the service they need to resolve those problems. And you can't do that if you want to work with everyone for the simple reason that the problems and dreams that people face, they differ depending on who you speak to. To bring this to life, let me paint you a picture. There's a person behind a veil and you know they have issues with absenteeism. What are you going to say to them to show that you understand their problems and you can help them? You've got no choice but to say extremely generic things, right? Because you don't know anything about that person or about how that absenteeism is affecting them. Now imagine instead of having a veil between you and that person, you can actually see the person you're talking to and you have an idea of who they are and their story. The guy you're looking at is 50 years old, drives a nice car, but it's on finance. He's got a, I don't know, BMW. He's got a family. He's got a wife, two daughters. He runs a fleet of local garages like QuickFit, and he employs over 200 people. But each of those garages runs on lean management techniques, you know, just in time. So when someone goes off sick, that throws the whole setup into jeopardy. Maybe he has to ring through a local recruitment agency and cross his fingers they can send someone over with the skill set. Maybe he has to cancel some jobs and take a hit on his income stream and face dissatisfied customers. Maybe this has been going on for weeks. See how the messages you share with this person will be very different from the messages you share with the person behind the veil who you know nothing about. That's the power of nailing your target market. you know who you're speaking to, you know the problems they're facing, and you know what to say to them because you know how those problems will be affecting their lives. And when they see that you understand them, they'll put their hand up and say, yeah, please help me, which means you get more leads, more clients, more sales, and more profits, and more people to help. Now, if this is something that you want to look into, if you want more help with this, then go back to the third episode of my podcast and get to work on deciding a target audience. And if you want any feedback on whether what you've done is right, then contact me on LinkedIn or by email in the show, and maybe we can set something up. The second mistake that I see HR consultants make with their marketing is they focus on services, not results. People don't buy services. They buy solutions to their problems. And HR consultants do this frequently when they post about employment law, when they post about policies and procedure, and when they post about culture or engagement. Trust me when I tell you that business owners don't care about this stuff. They care about how those things affect their lives and their businesses, both positively and negatively. In terms of marketing assets, there are two ways you can share results rather than services. Firstly, let's look at the copy you write on your website and on your LinkedIn posts. Instead of giving factual information, try and share how that information will affect your audience and how you can help. Talk about outcomes. Now, if we consider the guy from the last example with the quick fit style garages, let's call him John. John doesn't care about employment law. John cares about avoiding employment tribunals, out-of-date policies, and a whole load of other work that he isn't interested in and wants to get away from. So let's talk to John about those issues. Talk to him in your LinkedIn post about the pain of having to update these policies, not about not knowing what to write, about not wanting to have to deal with any fallout, not knowing if what he has done, if he even attempts it, is right. All John really wants is to pay someone to resolve these issues for him so he can sleep soundly at night and concentrate on other areas of his business that he's an expert in. That's the world he's living in, right? So talk to him about that world. Don't just tell him that changes are coming and what those changes are. He'll shrug his shoulders and move on with his day. He doesn't care about those changes. He cares about not going to a tribunal. He cares about having a happy, healthy, productive workforce and being legal with his employment practices. As a bonus tip, when you write posts like this on LinkedIn or wherever it is that you're sharing your marketing messages, include a call to action so John knows what he should do next. Keep it simple, like DM me now if you want to discuss this. And if you really want to provoke action, then include a limited time offer that John doesn't want to miss out on, something like take advantage of a 10% discount, which lasts until the end of the week. Now, if you want to see an example of a LinkedIn post that talks to someone about the pain in their business, then check out the show notes for an example. A second way you can go about sharing results and outcomes is by having customer success stories on your website, aka case studies. I'm going to refer to them as customer success stories as that sounds better to my mind. Now, these stories are great for positioning you as an expert and for showing your audience that you can help them because you've helped people in a similar situation to them. This is where your target market will creep in again because using the example from the last marketing mistake, John, the guy from the quick fit style garages, he clicks onto your website and reads a customer success story about you fixing a similar issue for someone with a similar business to his. At that point, his eyes are going to light up because if you can fix their problem, you can fix his problem, right? Now, as a top tip, one of the problems I see with customer success stories, if HR consultants even have them, is that they're dry and boring. Customer success stories should be stories. They should have a beginning, a middle, and an end. They should have jeopardy and emotion and how the problem was affecting the client and how the solution improved their life. If you're interested, again, check out the show notes to see an example of I did with a previous client. The third mistake I see too often for HR consultants is neglecting consistent and impactful marketing efforts. I get it. You've got enough to deal with, friends and family, the clients you serve, staying up to date with the HR world, et cetera, et cetera. So marketing can seem like another thing on an ever-increasing to-do list. Inevitably, it gets pushed to the bottom of the list. Sometimes that's because of a lack of knowledge about what to do, how to do it, and how to do it well. And considering all that, it's easier to think about just doing something else, right? Or doing it some other time. But here's the thing. That lack of marketing consistency, that hurts in multiple ways. Firstly, there's lost opportunities, right? Inconsistent marketing means potential clients might miss you out when they're actively seeking HR help. They won't be searching for a company they vaguely remember seeing once. And they won't see your post in their LinkedIn feed if you're not posting. And they won't see your email in their inbox if you're not email marketing. But you know who they will see? They'll see that HR consultant who is consistent with their marketing. Whether it's through email marketing, an advert on Google, or a cold call they recently had that really resonated with them. Your potential clients are going to head elsewhere if you're not regularly marketing yourself. Think about this for yourself. You see the same brands advertising on telly all the time. Why? You just need little reminders that those brands are out there and they still exist. Imagine if you didn't see a McDonald's advert for a while. You'd wonder what was happening, right? What are they offering? Are they still even in business? Well, it's the same for you. You need to consistently post and stay in touch and market yourself and build relationships with your clients and leads and make that consistent image in their mind. It also undermines trust. If you're not consistent with your marketing, it paints a picture of an unreliable professional. It can raise questions. Are they still in business? Are they committed to helping me? Clients want stability and dedication, and inconsistency suggests a lack of both. As a top tip right here, right now, if you have an inactive Facebook page or Instagram page or LinkedIn page, either delete it or commit to it. I know that might sound undesirable if you've put a lot of work into it, but if your audience isn't looking for solutions to their problems on those platforms, then it's a waste of time being on that platform. And if they do come across your rarely updated page, they're going to wonder what's happening. So delete it and concentrate on the platform where your audience are. Another way the lack of consistency is going to hurt you is through limited lead generation. Marketing 101 is all about generating leads, potential clients interested in your services. Everything is downstream from lead generation, right? And if you aren't generating leads, then you will go out of business quickly. And without consistent marketing efforts, your lead pipeline dries up quickly. Consistent marketing outreach keeps leads flowing, ensuring a steady stream of clients for your business. So even though you're busy with client work and family stuff and whatever else, make sure you have something bubbling away in the background for when that project comes to an end or for when that retainer client inevitably cuts the relationship off. The easiest way of generating those leads and keeping them warm is through your email list. So check out the podcasts from the other week if you need any advice on that. The lack of consistency also hurts you because, you know, you're in a crowded market, right? There's a hell of a lot of HR consultants out there, and consistency sets you apart. So while competitors may dabble in marketing, your presence, it establishes you as a dedicated professional. This commitment shows potential clients that you're serious about helping them navigate the complex world of HR. You're serious about building a successful company, and you're serious about your clients. And who doesn't want to work with a serious service provider? Think about it from John's perspective. Does he want to work with the HR consultant, with the super duper website, the email list, the frequent LinkedIn posts, the regular articles, and the consistent discipline determination? Or does John want to work with the HR consultant with the website that looks like it was born in the days of CFAX and teletext? The one he never hears from, the one with the never updated LinkedIn or Facebook page. So no brainer, right? So what is the solution for this infrequent marketing? Well, simple. Choose 1, 2, 3 marketing methods and commit to them. Whether it's networking, posting regularly on LinkedIn, cold emailing, cold DMing, whatever it is, commit to it and do it well. And don't let anything get in the way of it. Consider blocking time in your diary for these activities to get done, as per James Clear, Atomic Habits. You can schedule when these activities are going to take place so you know they're happening. You're committed and nothing gets in the way, obviously, except emergencies. You can even find yourself a fellow HR consultant to be an accountability buddy to keep each other on track. Now, those are the 3 main marketing mistakes I see HR consultants making and how to overcome them. But I wanted to share one last thing that I've noticed which could really help you. It's called WIFM. Yep, WIFM. WIFM is WIIFM. And it stands for What's In It For Me. The basic point of WIFM is that you need to make sure it's clear right from the start why your audience should pay attention to what you're saying. Effectively, you need to sell whatever it is that you're offering. And I don't mean in a financial sense, but in an attention sense. See, your audience, they're busy. They're doing their own thing and they already have enough stuff distracting them. So you have to work hard to get their attention. And that means focusing on your target audience and focusing on why what you're sharing is important to you. This starts with the headline for articles and blog posts. It's also for the first few lines of a LinkedIn post or a video. It's for the name of your lead magnet to get people onto your mailing list. Effectively, every time you want your audience to give you their attention, you have to make it worth their while. There's no quick solution to this, though, and so if you're starting from scratch, don't. Instead, Google best practices and copy them. Search for viral LinkedIn posts and use them as a basis for your own posts. Search for best practice headlines that you can tweak for your own needs, and then use a headline analyzer to make sure that what you write is engaging and succinct, so it's clear why your audience should care. And don't just rely on ChatGPT. It'll give you a great starting point, but it'll be bland and generic, so you have to tweak it to make it better. After all, it's just a language modeling software. Unless you're an expert in ChatGPT, it'll just give you average English. And the average English isn't amazing, right? You only have to see how many people write should off instead of should have. Anyway, hopefully that gives you some insight into what to focus on when writing to your audience. And that's the end of the episode. Today we've tackled three crucial marketing mistakes that HR consultants often make. And we've even done a Brucey bonus. So not having a defined target audience, focusing only on services, not results, and a lack of consistent marketing efforts, and not forgetting WIFM. The takeaway? By avoiding these mistakes and implementing a consistent, targeted, focused marketing approach, you can position yourself as the go-to solution for your ideal clients. And if any of this has resonated with you, but you want even more clarity about what to do with your marketing and how to do it, then grab a copy of my book, How to Land Your Dream Client, from my website, theinfluentialconsultant.co.uk. It's written specifically for HR consultants just like you and gives a comprehensive 7-step roadmap to crafting a winning marketing strategy. In the book, you'll find even more actionable advice and strategies to ensure your marketing efforts don't go to waste. Either way, whether you buy the book or not, remember, get marketing, because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultant podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Paninsky, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, then reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time.